at the UN camp, we visited a cholera center, a center that is treating cholera patients. O'Brien also met with a women's group, and the women were able to tell him some of the challenges that they encounter as they live in the camp. And, of course, many of these women have been here for close to 2 years now since the conflict began.
And I've been able to learn from them what it has been like to have to escape from the violence in order to come to a place of safety where we do everything we can to help them survive and to be able to build back their lives.
The meeting with the women's group was not open to the media. It was not open to the reporters. But I understand that the women expressed concerns about some of the hardships. You know, they are crowded. Now there is cholera. They have, some of them say they are tired of living in the camp and would like to go to their villages. So after the visit, O'Brien had a brief moment with reporters. And I asked him what concerns he would be expressing when he meets government officials tomorrow. And this is what he had to say.
It's very important that we carry a message there. The one thing that matters above all else is that the sanctity of life should be paramount, and that we should be doing everything we can to protect civilians, innocent civilians, from the terrible risk and the fear of death from all the violence that is taking place. Of course, the best thing that can happen for everybody in South Sudan is for there to be no more fighting.
I also asked Mr. O'Brien whether when he meets government officials, he will be raising the issue of human rights abuses as alleged in a report that was released by Human Rights Watch yesterday. And this is what he had to say.
Of course, I, like everybody else, have heard about various abuses, human rights and otherwise, by forces throughout the country from all quarters. And I think it's absolutely important that we make sure that where there are such abuses, that we make sure that there's transparency and that there is accountability. It is vital for the safety and security of the people of South Sudan.
Mr. O'Brien will be here for 4 days. In the next few days, Mr. O'Brien also expects to visit another UNMISS camp that is hosting internally displaced persons.